One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Log Talk Radio.
Are you let the beat feel beat? Round and round, that pulse you go. That sound to make what you hit.
Famous. On the low, bro, I was so broke, built up my last red stand, had to do something. My child support was goofy, and I lost my job. We got fired, went to the street, and got high and trapping all night. I was so tired, then I woke up from the night, and I was scared. Did you stay in bed? I'm not. Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot, and she blew me. This woman was trying to clean me up and fix the track, and she be good. I think that she knows me, but I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good, and I'm getting because I want her. She's looking for the shit. I'm making moves on the beat. I make a groove. Cries with my ambition. She's riding her 2-5 back. So she's 96. We still have been pounding, but picture me rolling. Lord knows I hate her much. Until the end of time, me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Yeah, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears trap the feeling. It's fundamental and never changes, just a different day. Same. Watch me.
Yo. What's up? Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we featuring a local artist that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're featuring some of the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. Number 347-934-0318. All you gotta do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl, Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl, Riding Shotgun, B-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up. That's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio woman featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Next guest is a very, very, very special person, a very close friend of mine, a very dear poet to all of us, and it's a pleasure to have him here. It's definitely a pleasure to bring him out to all of you. Without any further shenanigans, please give it up to Sir Williams.
Have been the missing link connecting the diasporic community to its drum-open past. Whereas the quantized drum has allowed the rolling mathematicians to calculate the ever-changing distance between rock and stardom, we do hereby declare reality unkept by the changing standards of dialogue. Statements such as, keep it real, especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultra-violence inflicted psychologically or politically, will henceforth be seen as retroactive and not representative of the individually determined is. Motherfuckers better realize, now is the time to self-actualize. Studies show that when a given norm is changed into face of the unchanging, the remaining contradictions will parallel the truth. Equate rhyme with reason, sun with season. Reject mediocrity. Your current frequencies of understanding outweigh that which has been given for you to understand. The current standard is the equivalent of an adolescent sickness of the diet of an infant. The rapidly changing body would require dysfunction and formative symptoms and could not properly mature on a diet of applesauce and crust peers. Light years are interchangeable with the years of every darkness. The role of darkness is not to be seen as or be created with ignorance, but with the unknown and the mysteries of the unseen. Thus, in the name of Robeson, Godson, Hurston, Akhenaten, Hatshepsut, Blackfoot, Helen, Finnan, Hollow, Holly, the Three Marias, Tara, Willis, Lord, Whitman, Baldwin, Ginsburg, Kaufman, Lumumba, Gandhi, Gibran, Shabazz, Siddhartha, Medusa, Javera, Gershwin, Rand, Wright, Banneker, Tubman, Hamer, Holiday, Dave, Cote, Morrison, Joplin, The Boys, Clark, Shakespeare, Bach, Marmanoff, Ellington, Carter, Day, Hathaway, Hendrix, Cootie, Dickerson, Whipping, Whippington, Mary, Isis, Teresa, Hansberry, Tesla, Blast, Rumi, Bellini, Michelle, Nostradamus, Nefertiti, Marat, Shiva, Ganesha, Yamaya, Oshun, Obatala, Odun, Kennedy, King, Four Little Girls, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Keller, Beto, Perone, Marley, Magdalene, Cosby, Shakur, Souls Who Burn, Those Still Aflame, and the countless unnamed. We claim the present as the precinct, as the hereafter. We are unraveling our navels with that ingest the sun. We are not afraid of the darkness. We trust that the moon shall guide us. We are determining the future at this very moment. We know that the heart is the philosopher's stone. Our music is our alchemy. We stand as the manifested equivalent of 3 buckets of water and a handful of minerals, thus realizing that those very buckets turned upside down supply the percussive factor of forever. Let your children name themselves and claim themselves as the new day. For today, we are determined to be the channelers of these changing frequencies into songs, paintings, writings, dance, drama, photography, carpentry, crafts, love, and love. We enlist every instrument, acoustic, electronic, every so-called gender, race, sexual preference, every reverse sun as beings of sound to acknowledge their responsibility to uplift the consciousness of the entire fucking world. Any utterance unaimed will be disclaimed, will be named 2 rappers slain.
Thank you. Me and my team, take a deep into the bed. We're in and out of space. We can't, but we want to live. Black birds in the trunk, let me know tomorrow. It's the code if we live, I die by. So now the dog sit high when I ride by. And be if you the only in a ride, bro. Till my eyes closed. I came from the bottom of the bottom. I ain't never going back. I might hit to the sky in the city of Quebec. You know where you can find me. Dead president, who I'm dead. School, everything. I'm the bottom, I ain't never going back. Got the
I'm night, baby. Alright.
Hey, Wooden. Hey, Wooden. I keep it busted like a black story. You love the niggas, never ever had nothing for me. I keep it clueless, you niggas clueless. I'm getting money by you niggas, you do shit. Hold up, you're about your slut. You niggas clutch me, even like cold cut.
Baby girl, that ain't right. You shouldn't have to fight. You are the leaders when the hole is down. I can treat you nice. You see what you stamp on ice. Or some meal. Tell me, mom, what I feel is real. Sleep without the pill. Son, it ain't no child of fame. See, I'm going to in the plane. Pay for the bills. I go to work, gotta have some beers. See, I'm going to no kids. And the youth come and chill, come closer. For Bobby, that's the man. Damn tight to the internet.
Cardio, Cardio.
You ain't out of breath yet, is you?
Yo, just up about a spot, city in the order, request line, to see what's happening on WGCA radio.
Reggie,
let's go.
Let's
go. Let's go. Let's go.
Anymore, Dad. Greed is good. Greed works.
Lucy's kids die.
The fear of being poor, that's all gonna change. That's your express.
All right, Mr. Gecko, you got me.
Trade your peace of mind.
Once in a trim lot, more money than you ever dreamed of.
Just the beginning, pal. If any trouble does arise, you are on your own. The trail does stop with you.
For a piece of the action, the richest 1% of this country owns half of our country's wealth, $5 trillion.
All it takes is a little inside information.
I don't care where or how you get it.
I think you own it. And you can trade everything you believe in.
Because you didn't get too blind to see it
for everything you've ever wanted.
I got a strange call from the FCC. He has to see my records. This is heavy, but
I don't know where you get your information from, but I don't like it.
Michael Douglas.
Why do you need to wreck this company?
Because it's wreckable, all right?
Charlie Sheen.
When does it all end, huh? How many yachts can you water ski behind? How much is enough?
Daryl Hannah.
You may find out one day that when you've had money and lost it, it's much worse than never having had it at all.
Martin Sheen.
What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son will become more successful than he has.
You see, the guy never measured a man's success by the size of his watch. And Oliver Stone goes Wall Street.
Stop running. Fuck.
radio recognize liberty. What? Get out of line. You niggas killing me. You getting money? Your hands down. No,
What's good, DJ Payne? What's going on, man? What's up? What's happening with you, man? What's good with you?
I'm chilling. That's about it. Just chilling, just kind of finished prepping up the show and everything so I can get ready to send it out.
True that. That's what's up. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going to definitely turn it up for just a second. We're going to turn this shit all the way up. We're going to turn this shit all the way live. Now, I want everybody to understand and know. Real talk, what we getting ready to do now. You know what I'm saying? I got everybody chiming in from all over the world. I've been drinking. I'm a little fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, you might hear some shit tonight. But real talk, you know what it is, what it is. Yo, Playboy, tell the world what's up. Let them know what they need to be tuning into, what they need to be locked into, man.
Hey, they need to be tuning in to Feel Good Music Radio and just soakingtheradio.com. You never know who I'm going to be interviewing next, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get everything together, man, because I got two new shows coming up. It should be up sometime this week. So definitely tune in, man, because I got a lot of information out there for y'all to grab, man. I'm telling you now, I'm excited about it because I'm learning as the show go on, as I do more interviews and everything. And yeah, I'm learning. So I'm telling you, just you need to get this information that's out here, because this information out here, especially for all the artists, man, I'm telling y'all now, there's a lot of information out here. You just got to get with the right people and tune in and listen up, because there's definitely information out here, man.
Real talk. Definitely some real information out there. You definitely want to get in where you fit in. You definitely want to do what you got to do. Real talk. Check this out. I got a lot of folks that are definitely on the line. They're definitely holding it up. They're definitely doing what they do. So I'm going to bring them on. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to see what's happening, man. So real talk. Y'all already know this. Y'all just ride with me, man. I just ride. That's my man,
hey.
DJ Payne. Tell him.
Hey, Jay.
Yo.
Hey, Jay.
Yo.
Hey, I see I'm starting to get some followers out from ATL, man. So I appreciate that, man. I just want everybody to let everybody know, man, that's following me. I thank y'all for following me, man. And you know, for people that's not following me, y'all can follow me at Payne216. You can hit me up on the email. It's Payne Delaney, DulaneyLL, or you can hit me up on the Facebook. That's Anthony Delaney, DulaneyLL. You know, and I'm about to ready to drop this new single, man. I'm telling you, it's hot. It's called I'm a Star Now. We working on it now. I'm getting ready to work on a new EP. So I'm just letting everybody know it's going to be some heat.
True that. Real talk. I know it's going to be some heat. I already know that shit's going to be all the way live, man. I already know that shit's going to be all the way live like four flat tires. But real talk. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely ride this shit. I'm going to take another caller right quick. So, yo, just hold the line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what you're doing to that, man. Yo, real talk. Let me go back now. Let me see who we got checking in. Real talk. Let's see who we got. Who we got on the line? Who we got? I got so many motherfuckers on the line. See, that's why you can't drink and come on the job, man. You be fucked up. You can't read shit. At least not read it right. Let me see. Okay. Here we go. Yo. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell my vision fucked up. Yo. Caller, last three, your number's 9080. You're definitely in the building of WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's good, J-Doc?
Yo, I go over here swagging and swinging, about to fall off the curb, but it's all good. What's happening with you, man?
Nothing, man. Just chilling up. I'm about to get a little sauce, too. I see you sauce online. You going off.
I hear you get a little something. You know what I'm saying? I got to calm down, man. What's up with these? Yeah, you know she's going to make me say it. Man, what's up with these Facebook killers, man? You know what I'm saying? Where they do that at, man?
I don't even know. I mean, at first, I started off on MySpace for real, but that shit converted straight to Facebook. So I don't know where they come from. And then I don't know why they put on that on Facebook. And then when you see somebody, something different, like, oh, no, I mean, I guess they're trying to show up for the Facebook bigs, I guess.
Yeah. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. The Facebook killers, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a dream. You know, I heard that one before, man. You know, you got to, I don't know, man. I don't know where they do that at, man. Real talk. Y'all fuck on. You got to be glad I ain't as young as I used to, man, because I motherfucker, I'll reach out there and touch somebody, man. Real talk. Somebody be glad, man. I'm going to leave that alone. But real talk. I'm smoking on the job and everything. Real talk, it is really. But yo, man, tell these cats what's up, how they can get at you, man. What's up, what's popping, man?
definitely. My Twitter John is Cool Gray Sims. Facebook Samuel Successful Sims. And as far as that, that's it. As far as my John, I didn't know, you reach Corey. You know, K Rob at on Twitter. K Robinson, Corey L Robinson, K Rob, something like that. I forgot. H is AYCHIZ. You already know with him. Mr. Sheen at Mr. Sheen. And I mean, as far as everybody else, you know, same thing I always say. Keep doing what you're doing, because it ain't going nowhere at all.
That's right. It definitely ain't going nowhere. So y'all just got to definitely get in and ride with me. Real talk. Y'all already, I tell you, I'm bringing the geese on right quick. You know, I got my man West Manifest out there on the line. Yo, West Manifest, you out there fresh front on the line one time, man. Let me know what's up. Let me know what's good. Real talk. This is how it's getting ready to go down, man. I'm getting ready to do something real special, real true in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I might see if I can bring one of these Facebook killers on the line, man. I don't know yet. We're going to figure it out, man. Real talk. I'm just saying. Yo, where they do that at, though, yo? Real talk, man. Man, back in my day, you know what I'm saying? If you had something to say, you would just say it. You wouldn't hide behind Facebook and email and all that other bullshit. And when I'd be like, nigga, where the fuck you at? You'd be like, you know, I'm at my mama's house. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Get your mind right. Because you're dealing with grown men doing grown people shit. You know what I'm saying? So, just get your mind right. Understanding, though, this is an experience like never before. We'll definitely take you on the ride in a while. So, real talk, I'm going to crank this shit up. We're going to get ready to turn it all the way up. You remember, this is an urban experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side.
Beware, don't live in nightmares. I'm sleeping, it's all empty stairs. When it's in the chrome, I got a pair. When you thought you'd be going to the year. No fear, they got me trapped here in the lane. For money, make your man's idea. Stand by the sun, you got an idea. Blame me, fuck on the door, so I spit. Everybody agreeing, get to my ear. Nobody fucking with me, you got in my head. Shine so bright, your eyes can never be. When it's on my mind, I'm not going to share. Yeah, when it's on my head, people scared. Talk to me, then I throw your hands in the air. Swear, and if your head's prepared. Shine up, 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 shine up,
That's just how I feel.
How I feel.
Really true speaking,
really
like,
true speaking,
like, I don't believe you, son.
Believe
and I could care less.
I could care less.
You don't
really
know what the fuck I'm saying. I know what you mean. I know what the fuck I'm
saying. My mind and body is a weapon. I move like a cheat.
Open up in between us. I'm picking up this paddock in the snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, surviving on the come up. Reading time, picking tickets, stick with your number. Win it time, take time, show up in the summer. Win it down, pick a mind, I'm fucking with them. My stab wound you like baby. Stunner, homie, I punch you in your face. Stunner, maybe it's the rain on these niggas and bring the thunder. Give me that boom, it's in the room, I'm on my floor. You're born, they can't kill me, they can't kill me. This needs the energy with a far vent for 2G. Mind of a gold mine. I don't mind. Those beats wake up tight with the control mind. So focus mind on my leisure time. It's peace of mind. I'm at the top of that. The people all the time. Niggas, they don't think. Bitches, they don't see. Your body's seeking knowledge. So why would they take heed? Trying to do my body like rockets. I'm in the sheet. All star player. I ain't even in the lead. Kill a rat, nigga, like I kill a caterpillar. Nigga, the banana. And put your skull back like a banana. You know me, think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside, it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And I'm the worst, no luck. Just say your man chill, we can't fuck with me. You heard? I can see you in his home. Make it beat to the dome. Make niggas shit in your pants. Split through the clothes, neck shaking, head aching. It got no concentration. Yeah, you a G. Mason, heart floating, one lifting, it stay hating. Broken Aggie, so I smoke a fatty in the AM. Can't slay the bitch like the DJ in the AM. Flex your plan, but I ain't got money to pay him. Silly ass niggas, don't feel me ass niggas. Come outside, you warm, silly ass niggas. Say it change, nigga, when you see that flame figure. The flame figure for your freaking damn chain figures. Show off, the boys pump and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, we be plotting. Jane a little scary, letting the cheat code. Fuck the government, don't talk the cheat code. Mine all fucked out, mine on drugs. I smoke the holy land weed from above. Believe it, achieve it, Dr. Napoleon, eager to squeeze it. You got the heart to kill, it's really, really to feel. But you really know the deal, things shit up and down. Round time is in the tail, I'm really real. He really real, so home and chill. Cause nowadays, baby, rolling off a pill. I ain't the one walking around, bumping my lips. I cried in the storm, cause my thoughts were sick. Papa was a rapper, mama was a dancer. Now they want judge me and baby with the hammer. Strong ass niggas, no camping in the hamper. The sun is scared of the dark, I'm pissed on grandma. Nasty ass nigga, slap tasty ass nigga. Doing the gas, too fast ass nigga.
Wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America, he's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he's shit apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him. It took Bush 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy, just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport. Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off, take your drawers off, go on over there. You think you see white and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man moved that shit in his shoe. Thinking he just stuck it up his ass and do a different airport. Right?
Ready. We back with another one. Sorry to tell you. I told y'all, man. Shout out to my nigga Dre, J Raw, Benny Blanco, Joe I see, nigga, holla at me. Hey, Apollo, you want me on that? Kind of seems like a couple motherfuckers, man. Yo, Pop, Big County, yo. Come on, I never trust a woman. I never trust a friend. The only thing is money. I know money ain't my fucking friend. Fuck a nigga, and a hater, and a hater, and a chalkboard, making paper. But the bird coming from the south. What you talking about?
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. Looking for Mark Turner. Looking for Mark Turner. Check Grown people do grown people shit. And motherfuckers that ain't that shit do good shit. What I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna go to the test line. I'm gonna see what the fuck is at. I'm gonna see what's happening. I'm fucked up at the end of the booth. They done left me up in here with that shit on that one. You know that brown shit. You know what I'm saying? I got the cigarettes going. I got a lot of shit on my mind. But real talk, it is what it is. So let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what you're doing in that.
Yo, real talk, caller, last to be your number 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTBTO Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo, what's going on, J Doc? It's your boy Leeza.
What's going with you, man?
Man, just got the record, man. This track called We Rockin' Now. Before that, I did another track called Scream. So I'm in the lab right now, just getting it in. Shout out to H.E.S., man, for that track, Taking in Advance. Shout out to CO the Vet for that No Shots. So, we networking across the board, man. We about to link it all up. We about to get it all going.
True that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I see you guys are definitely hard in the booth, hard at it, definitely doing the damn thing, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? I gotta say this, cause you're a true nigga, you always keep it 100, man. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about those Facebook shows that be saying that bullshit on the internet? Then you get ready to check a nigga, them niggas you can't find in the daytime with flashlight, man. How do you feel about that shit?
You said it was a bunch of sad coming in. You said how I feel about what? You said something about flashlights and Facebook, and I'm all the way lost.
Okay, check this out. How you feel about them Facebook killers? You know, them killers that hide behind the Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas are goddamn, when you go check them niggas, you can't even find them in the daytime with a flashlight. You know what I'm saying? You're true, niggas. So tell me how you feel about that.
Man, I tell you, if you're going to announce it before you do it, I don't believe in it. You know, I was always raised, man, if you're going to do something, do it. Don't let nobody know what you're going to do.
True. I'm just saying, man. And it ain't even, you know, if I know what it is. You know, it's somebody that ain't got nothing better to do but just, you know what I'm saying, we're just going to fuck with somebody on Facebook. But they, you know, it is what it is. I just say this, man. Real talk, if you out there listening, you still out there on your Facebook, you know, doing what you
get
do.
Get a life and live it.
Fucking fine. Get a fucking life, dude.
For real, man. I don't even understand why people go back and forth on Facebook. Like, how do you have that much, like, idle time in your life to sit there and go back and forth on Facebook, man? It's used for, like, promotional tools only. You know, it's really resonated for, like, college students. So if you ain't in college, don't even be on there at all, dummy.
Not with that bullshit.
You know, man, we got bigger issues to address, man. Like, I was listening to the radio, man. I had this interview earlier today with the Kansas City School District. I hope that all goes well, because if it does, that's a foot in the door with the Kansas City, Missouri School District, and I'll be able to implement my foundation and my nonprofit organization. They was talking about how Kansas City, Missouri, and Atlanta are the top two states in the nation with the highest unemployment rate.
True.
And like I was telling people before, like, you know, we have Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, like, you know, Johnson County and the city side separated. And of the 75%, the Missouri side makes up 2/3 of that. So it's like, man, we got a real big problem that we got to address, and a real big problem that we got to fix. And I'm going to personally hold myself accountable for it and responsible for it, because I feel I have the means necessary to get out there and get the funding, you know, through the music and just exploiting the city and representing the city on a good positive note, you know, and really put the city on my shoulders. Like, we got a lot of artists here, but they not doing it right, man. So I got to do it. I got to do it for everybody. And not just my city, man. I got to do it for the world, because, I mean, a positive message is a positive message. So
that's right. You can't kill the positive. You can't kill the truth, man. Yo, my man, leaving the legend, definitely speaking the truth. Real talk. That's what's up. That's what I want to hear, man. Real talk is really something positive, something constructive. You know what I'm saying? Not a nigga sitting at home in his mama house in the basement, goddamn Facebook in the motherfucker, because he got shit else to do. Yeah, nigga, I'm talking about you. I ain't gonna let you rest. You fucking around the right one now. I got you on the line. I'm gonna put your ass on blast if I stay on here long enough, man. Real talk, it is what it is. But definitely, yeah, appreciate that, Leeza, man. I'm gonna see if I can bring some more folks on the line. We're gonna see what's up. Definitely let them know where they can get at you, bro.
Oh, man, always and forever. where they do that at radio, dot webs, WTDTA radio.webly.com, teamleason.info, last.fm, also, you know, shout out to Glance Radio, just silking it. You know, Live 365, be on the lookout for the Kenfolk. Shout out to B Dub, Beanie Weenie, H is, CO the Vet, Miss Red Bree. I need to holler at Miss Red Bree. I ain't heard from her in a minute. Wait, she got some tricks up her sleeve. Normally when she gone for a minute, she got something going.
She got something going, you know what I'm saying? She get quiet like that, you already know it's always 100.
She got something going, definitely. But I'm just in the lab, man. I'm pumping out tracks right now, man. I'm on two and I'm ready to go for 3 or 4, man. It's only 10 o'clock, so I mean, see, I'm looking to pump out another 3 tonight. So definitely, I appreciate all the listeners. I got some more content coming. I know I've been saying I'm gonna send in something slow. As a matter of fact, I think I'm gonna send in something right now to you. I don't know if you'll be able to air it or not, but it definitely be in the queue for tomorrow. So I appreciate everybody that's been patient. Shout out to all the artists I didn't name. Shout out to everybody out there listening.
Definitely. Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm on tour, man. They got me on the midnight shift. You know what I'm saying? I'm on at 6, 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning. So I'm going to put it on. I'm going to tell y'all might hear some real shit, man. I might blow up the world for a little bit, man. Might not be in the morning. Y'all already know what. Hey, definitely. You send it in, I'll definitely get it in. This is an urban experience like that before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, Dawson, I see you riding with me. Callie, I see you riding with me. Real talk, throw that shit up. You know what it is. Keep doing what you do. It's the only thing like never for you, so I'm leaving the lady. This is what it's TV. Yo, I'm going to see what's up. Let me get one of my mans in there, up on the line and see what's up. See what's good. Yo, caller, last one to your numbers, 5963 with a B. We're definitely live on WTDTA Radio, man. What's up? What's happening with you?
Yo, listen. Hold up. All right, everybody, I want y'all to, like, light up a blunt. Whatever you do, stop what you're doing. Hold on, let me say PSI. This is the purpose, service announcement from New Sinatra. Everybody who's listening. I mean, everybody. Get something right now that you love doing. I can't say it no more. Now, a lot of people shouldn't be saying this right now. Get something what you love doing. Put it in the air. Get that shit up in the air tonight. You hear me? Put it up in the air tonight, yo. Listen. I don't know if y'all can hear this shit, so I'm going to put it on speaker. Jay, you can hear this shit, yo?
Okay, let me get it right.
Let y'all hear this shit, man. See where we at now. This shit is decaying. These people try to knock us off, they ain't playing. And y'all be home sitting down playing PlayStation. You're welcome, we're up in the stars now. Oh, you're welcome, we're up in the stars now. Oh, you're welcome, we're up in the stars. Away, you're welcome, we're up in the stars today. You're welcome, we're not down on earth where shit is falling down. The entire government is just swirling round, everything's just fucked up in my stress. High blood pressure going up. I'm just trying to sit back and vibe, probably smoke some weed and watch Jackson's vibe, fall back and get all my high fives from the crew. But you're welcome, we're up in the stars tonight, and everybody should just applaud. You're welcome, we're up in the stars.
OA. From everything down on the world. To KS, you're welcome, we're up in the stars. Today, away from the world where everything is decaying. You better be up in the stars. Today, stars. Away from the earth, decaying. And the stars away from the pain. And the stars will never rain. Away, away from the earth decay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yo, Sheen, you still there, man? What's up?
What's up, man?
Yo, that's what's up. I feel you, man. Man, you make me feel a little bit more better, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's some real shit. We got to definitely reflect. We got to know what's up, what's happening, man. Y'all better open your eyes, man. A lot of crazy stuff happening, but you know what I'm saying? That don't mean we have to go crazy along with it. We just got to point the shit out, point the obvious out, be like, yo, that's what he's doing.
Yep. All right, I want you to hold on. I'm going to take over for a little bit, man. Hold on.
Yeah. Ah.
Get it. A lot of people keep asking me how long I've been doing this shit. You mean? They asked me how long a younger gonna be doing this shit. And I'll be telling them, and I'll be telling them, and I'll be telling them. So call me, that's your life. You do what you want to. We ain't gonna confront you, cause homie, it's your life. Pass me a cup. They be asking me how long I be doing this, and I'll be telling them all my life. They be asking me how long I be doing this all my life. Oh, shit. You ain't never seen a younger on this shit. You ain't never seen a younger in a silly cap on the motherfucking TV killing shit. This shit ain't familiar to you, this is some perfect shit. And I'm trying to do shit like I'm really trying to do that, but they hitting on me, gotta zip up on my damn dick. Everybody trying to suck on it. I ain't trying to get that many blowjobs, bitch. Fall way back, where you never seen this shit. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm steaming this. Miss somebody, steaming this. I am Miss somebody, steaming this. Kill up in the block and move off to get this shit. Switch, from the 3-point stand. Switch, Ray Island, man. You ain't never seen a younger killing. You ain't never seen a youngin' tryna build with shit. You ain't never seen new Sinatra getting all P games on the block. We gotta get old, dog. Saying, Cooley Club, Club, we the man. We ain't never fallin' the shit. Pop 30 stands. We pop off on the block like a snare. Move off on the block tryna be a millionaire, a man somewhere. Stick on the block when I rip it up in here. Rippin' it, tell the motherfucker SPX and how long I be doing this. I'm telling them, oh, my life. They be asking me how long I be doing this. Oh, my life. Don't ask me no more. Don't ask me no more. Really don't ask me no more how long I'ma be doing this right here. I'ma be doing this till my hands is gone, till my motherfucking mouth is gone, till my whole body don't work no more, till the fucking breath of my soul, the soul of my breath don't work no more. Don't stop with a stroke, till I can't do this shit no more, till I'm laying in the ground 6 feet or more. Anyway, they're gonna fucking kill me. I'm gonna keep going on. I don't really give a fuck, bro. I'm gonna fly up in the sky so hot and high five out. I'm spitting off so loud. You said the young folks too fly. I'm sitting the made a god like this. He is god of the hip hop. Can I move off on the block? I don't really give a fuck, bro. I shoot off on the block. If a fucking nigga fucking with my family, I tell a nigga, you can get your shit dead and down. Fucking with 25 Club, it's on now. Fucking with Lucha Nacho, it's on there. MGM, we showing niggas how it go down. My motherfucking life, and I've been doing this. The struggle and the youngest sitting right. That's me, though. Ask me how long I'm doing it. It's perfect, though. My life. I've been doing this shit all my life. It's for my niggas.
This is for my motherfucking family. This is for everybody. Y'all seeing the motherfucking king making this shit, man. I don't even want to talk tonight. Y'all motherfucking seeing the star in the making. That's all the fuck I got to say. When I get on B, I got everybody. Fuck the bullshit. No more fucking hatred. This making money season. I'm out.
What up, though? Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Real talk. Y'all hearing from my man, Mr. Sheen, doing his thing. Yo, this is what they do to that radio, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I got my folks in Boston definitely throwing it up. They ride with us. Just looking at this, definitely running live on WGDTA Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. You definitely need to get in where you fit in. So, yo, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibe. I'm coming back, yo, one more time. I'm going to see if I can get my man West Manifest. If you're out there, press one on the dial, my man. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at.
I don't know. The soundtrack of my life. And as a child grew, just like any other child in the biz, it was exploited. You know, it was introduced to drugs and violence and sex, and it was raped, it was molested, gang raped, it was traded, it was sold, it was whored out, and now you can basically, if you're looking for hip hop, you can find it on any, basically in any gutter, laying there, overdose, with needle marks in her arms, throat slit, disease infected, broke, lonely, abused, assaulted, mutilated, eyes gouged out. Because that's what's happened. And in real life, that's what's happened. The point I'm trying to make, or what I'm trying to say is, as I watched hip hop grow and all this stuff happen to hip hop, it's affected those that listen to hip hop, those that make hip hop, those that make money off of hip hop, and now look at hip hop. Right? You know, I was sitting in the other day and I was like, what happened to Jim Jones? And I was like, well, what happened to Cameron and Jewel Santana and Dipset? But then I started thinking, like, well, what happened to the Lox? What happened to Lil' Kim, Foxy? What happened to Fat Joe? Hell, what happened to Lil' John? Well, we know what happened to Mystical. What happened to Bone Thugs? I mean, what's going on? What happened? And even though these might not be the greats, or they might be the greats, or however you may see them, they were a part of hip-hop. And these are just a few names I can think of off the top of my head. You know, I can go all the way back. What happened to EPMD? What happened to Dana Dane? What happened to the Beastie Boys? Well, I know what happened to the Beastie Boys, but what happened to third? Well, I know what happened to third base. But, you know, what happened to Poor Righteous Teachers? What happened to YZ? What happened to AZ? What happened to... Young Dro, whatever. Come on, somebody. What happened to these people? Like, what happened? Like, what happened? And.
Dear hip hop, I'm writing to inform you I'm going to have to end our relationship. I know in the beginning I was down to work, damn hips, but I was tricked. Seduced by a beat. See, you had me for 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was suspended in time, but when I snapped out of it, I had to ask, did I hear what I thought I did in that last run? Now, forgive me. Maybe I'm getting old or maybe I'm just slow because I didn't even know you could say bitch on the radio. But I was entranced by that beat I heard somewhere before. Oh, original score. Now, unless I'm dreaming, I could have swore. Right after you called me a bitch, you called someone else a whore. And at this point, I'm trying to process a few things. What were the original words to that song? And you want me to do what with my song? And I'm tripping because nobody's acting like anything is wrong. After all, the anthem for the new millennium was Big Pimpin'. And it all seems a bit surreal because when I was dancing around, I didn't know the damage my soul was going to feel. And there are times I am so compelled to move, but I swear to you, it's that old school groove that's playing above the lyrics, because if the music wasn't there, I definitely wouldn't hear it. I thought hip-hop was supposed to be a means of poetically expressing yourself, but it seems these days you'd say anything to get your CDs off the shelf, so it's toast with champagne and blunts to your health, but first, tell me why. Every other day, brother's gotta be a gigolo. And you show your respect by pouring beer for the homie who's dead and then pour the rest of that 40 over some female's head? And what's crazier than that is she doesn't seem to mind, but if you look past her ass, deep into her eyes, you just might find a hint of surprise, because she didn't realize that the camera shot was going to be between her thighs. And she furthers a lie as she tries to deny, pretending like it's okay, that she just gave a piece of herself a steam away. And it aired 9 times on MTV today, and all of that for little to no pay, but... He's a hustler, baby, and he told you so. And when he's through, you're a video hoe. And I'm trying to make it in this business. I've actually stood in those high heel shoes, you know. And now when I go to the club, I see a sea of young women with fake diamonds bouncing around their waist, too little clothes on her body and too much makeup on her face, screaming, underlay, underlay, mommy, E-I, E-I, uh-oh. Were you that hoe? Was I that hoe? Or do we need to spiritually grow? Does anybody know what EIEI stands for anyway? Is it eternally imprinting, exaggerated ignorance, or exploiting innocence while extremely intoxicated? I'm starting to think this hip-hop thing has become way overrated, and you dedicated an entire song to how fast my ass is shaking? Tossing around money that you really ain't making? Didn't I see you on Court TV accused of raping? But I'm the one hating. Huh? Maybe I am, because somebody needs to speak up on behalf of the woman. So, no, you can't see my thong. No, I won't back my thing up. No, you can't big pimp me into buying your CD. It takes a king and a queen to create a real dynasty. Why don't you set your mind free? Why don't you back that thinking up? Maybe you're already aware because you call yourself corrupt. And it's not hard to deduct when I keep hearing rumors that you're going bankrupt, but you just claim and head hip-hopper in charge, spending all your money on your booze just to prove that you're large, because all your real niggas still kick it with you. And there ain't no nigga like the one you got. So you ride for your niggas and you die for your niggas, because you're a no limitations nigga. What type of nigga slanging bang in the streets? A bad boy, a rude boy, a 504 boy, a hot boy, a ghetto boy? Hold up. I got this plan. Stop calling yourself. I said it's the root of the word, it's the trigger. Triggering thoughts through my temple of its real definition. Look it up, it's simple. Number one, ignorance. Number two, inconsequential and petty. Number three, stingy and miserly. But it's not the definition that comes as a shocker. What baffles me is that you call yourself a doctor. What are you healing, brother? And I'd really like to know, did you get that doctorate degree while you were on death row? Changing your name, thinking it'll contribute to your fame, but all you're doing is defaming yourself and your people, and you want to know why we aren't seen as equals? Got all your jewels wrapped around your neck and your wrist. What happened to throwing up a fist to represent unity, to show our pride? Now the only time you throw up your fist to show up the fact that you bought a Rolex, never mind the damaging effects that all of this has. Look around, it's spreading fast. Even Baby Bow Wow has his Mickey Mouse ice thing, when he should be fitting those jewels into his crown. Got little kids thinking it's a thing to hustle up your money for a little bling bling. Why don't you sing, sing the truth, Claire? Money really ain't a thing, you see, when you trade it in for your dignity. And all you've done is perpetuate the negativity, so I challenge thee. The next time that you're seduced by that beat, whether it's when you go to the club, get your groove on, or buy a CD, the next time that you're seduced by that beat, listen closely to the mime. And you tell me if that's what poetry was meant to be. Sincerely, Bridget Gray.
Los Angeles, California, 20-year-old Pax Justice. They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack fuck blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live crippled and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil and greed's the seed, this ain't living. You take it because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us the pot to fit in. Future man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks are lost hope and stop trying.
Like to get some starch. That's why you come out to mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take the shit on the White House and wipe my ass with the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. And court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. This is God, where is he? My homie's dying over 150. I sit back, sit back, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster he's facing. The crucified Jesus Christ, that Martin brought me to life. That Malcolm X and the test, that Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life's been broke. I'm motivated by my hunger. So my mama buried me with a 357, just in case God trips and I don't get into heaven. If you send me to hell, go hell. Because I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart. That's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance. The justice will make you faint. You saving up for a Bentley. I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't got to kill and steal for my own folk, tattooed across my soul, all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
Give it up for Tax Justice, y'all. It was nice. It's really a beautiful thing.
It's good that lives and joke and shit, but it's also nice to just observe some real beauty right from the streets, you know what I'm saying? The streets. It ain't so beautiful all the time.
Yo, real talk, y'all already know what it is. We're going to go to request lines right now. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what they're doing at WTBTO Radio. Yo, caller, last to be your number 7316 is definitely in the mix at WTBTO Radio, man. Who we got checking in, my man?
What's up, bro?
What's up? What's happening with you, man?
Right now, you know, I'm just cooling, man, you know. I'm feeling the energy of that was beautiful, man. You know, whoever that was, I don't get the name, man, you know, I'm just good to be back in the studio in the seat, man, but that was hot, man. I'm really feeling that queen right there. And just in case, If you listening out there, girl, I am single. I'm very single. I mean, I'm very single, and I need a queen who can speak to me in that manner. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I be on some hot boy shit, yay. And I need a word. You know, that yin and that yang type energy, man. I need that. I need that fire to come and cool down the day. So, you're hot. Yes, indeed. You know, so I'm enjoying the show tonight, man. It's 100 as always, man. What's good with you though, bruh?
Yo, man, it's all good. Sitting here cool, chilling, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down, doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? I gotta ride the midnight shift tonight, you know what I'm saying? Well, not the midnight shift. I just hit through the morning shift. I'm riding all the way to about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, I'm going to hold it down and represent to my niggas. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we got to do. Real talk on where they do it, whether it's all about the urban experience. It's definitely about all these dudes definitely getting it in where they fit in. A lot of folks definitely locking in. A lot of folks definitely riding with us, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so we're going to definitely drop some knowledge on them right quick. But definitely never know what's up, what's happening, what's good. You know, a lot of risks are happening out there. A lot of folks, you know, are still somewhat a little bit unaware. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times when you
are in the world and you deal with people that are in the world and you have no outlet, things seem to go inward and out of control because you have no release. You have nothing that you can release that creative energy. And I realized today that there's a lot of people who are frustrated. They are angry at the situation that they may be in, you know, in terms of just, you know, just being in a place where they can't really say or do what was necessary. And a lot of these things, a lot of things play into that. So, you know, finance sometimes is a big part of it. A lot of times it's social settings. You know, you may be around a bunch of negative people who just, like crabs in a bucket, don't like for you to speak of anything of any fucking sense, you know. So, you know, as long as you're talking a bunch of bullshit, they locked into that. But the minute you start speaking with some intelligence, the minute you start speaking with a level of enlightenment, you know what I'm saying, then it is what it is. So, I just realized there's a lot of people out there that that may be going through that. And real talk, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you back in, but I got something for all the folks out there that we definitely want to make them aware, you know what I'm saying? I want y'all to listen to this track right here, and I want you to understand and know that you're not in this thing by yourself, you know what I'm saying? This thing definitely goes in a whole other direction, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I want you to ride with this track right here, and I think we're going to come back, and we're going to definitely tighten it up.
Let's go.
Like a woman has a fantasy, I must agree with you, the warmth of attitude. but you gon' need that motherfucker.
You out of earth.
These motherfuckers will interrogate you more than...
You're now in tune on the one, the Master Blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest, and you can only catch him on Where They Do That At Radio. Right. Tonight is our Sabbath, or our Shabbat. And on Monday, y'all ain't willing, inshallah, God willing, we will begin the health series. And the word for Monday is Jehovah Rapha. That is the Rob who heals, or the Lord who heals. Because right now, the Most High has given us all of the cures for spiritual, physical, emotional sickness. And right now we are ill. There's a cancer in our community right now. So that's why I speak to the youth like I'm holding a belt over their head. And God, if you do it again, I'll whip your motherfucking ass. I'm not saying that's how we should talk to the churn. I'm just saying that's how I hold the belt. And this belt is the swear that comes from my tongue. So, again, the word is Jehovah Rapha. You can catch him in Exodus 15:25-27, Psalm 103:3, Psalm 147:3, and 1 Peter 2:24. Pronounce Jehovah Rapha, also known as Yahweh Rapha. Why are we speaking about this? Because so many of the people who I communicate with on a daily basis or everyday basis, and even when I don't speak to them on a daily basis, we're communicating with one another, and we have loved ones who are ill. So we're going to deal with this illness and this dis-ease. We're going to break it up. D-I-S-eased. Just his name. Tonight is our Sabbath. And I want you all to know, because one thing that during like 1993, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sent the Minister of Health, Dr. Aleem Muhammad, to the communities and to all the mosques and study groups to let them know that AIDS has no rule over you. Now, the words that you are about to hear are not necessarily the thoughts, concerns, of where they do that at radio. This is for entertainment purposes. I'm not a medical doctor, or am I attempting to practice medicine without a license? I'm just simply relating to you what I see from the scripture. And again, this is for entertainment purposes. Weigh these thoughts with a grain of salt and help heal your community. We are ill, and I've been dealing with a certain part of the illness. I've been dealing with the mental illness that we're suffering from, which is, I kill a nigga, I bust a nigga, I bust a nigga, I bust, stop that shit, man. It's causing you to become a demon.
Yeah,
and you're speaking this shit. I'm speaking to my youth, to my Adrian, to my sister.
Okay.
It's causing us to become a demonic community. Can you imagine that here you got a brother who come in the community?
And
a house is open up for renovations, which is going to bring value to the community, just to show you the ignorance.
When a new organization came along, you were not getting paid for internet play or channels. Now, I'm not talking about BET or
no.
MTV. I like Much Music. Up high on your cable channels,
you
usually.
You give them an opportunity to make a few snaps because they knock on the door. You didn't go out and seek these people out. They knock on your door. And they in some cases, they just walk in and walk all through the house while you're doing your construction. You're beautifying the community, but they don't understand what you're really doing because they have no concept or idea about vacant buildings in the community and how that brings the property value down.
Now they've changed.
This is an illness. This is a sickness. Ignorance is a fucking curse.
You're an artist? Click on that. If you are the sound recording copyright owner,
it's a curse.
If your copyright is...
We're talking about people having an outlet.
Independent artists who don't
copyrighted
their music.
We as individuals actually link up to our whatever our individual interest is, and help rebuild the community.
That's why
I keep saying we got to deal with these youngins. We got to deal with this youth. I'm talking about the babies.
And it's,
that's right.
As you can see here on the right hand side, you've got one,
because
two, three, four, five, six forms to do.
They come in, they do a part of the job, and you say, all right, this is what I'm going to do.
What's your claiming?
I'm
going
to go ahead and give you the whole amount of what I owe you. I'm going to count you, in other words. I'm putting in street terminology. Let me stop this shit. I'm going to front you $50. And I want you to get these motherfucking shingles up in the front. I'm going to show you what these shingles is that we just did on the roof. You put these up, this up, that up in the back. The front is worse than the back. And
$50.
Man, this is all we can do today, bro. Alright, no problem. What I'm gonna do, because it's two of y'all, I'm gonna go in and give y'all the $50 and y'all just come back and handle the back and the sides tomorrow. And the youth never show up. But then when they do show up, they want some more work and they ain't even completed the first part of it. That is mental illness.
That's a fucking sickness. He gets paid his percentage.
What should I do?
A singer or a guitar player.
Should I go and get them goons
and
go to their house and knock their fucking brains out?
guys, I highly
should
suggest.
Should I take them and walk them out there in the Focus Finocchio Swamp and whoop their motherfucking ass where they can't? They don't know who they're fucking with, right?
Do what you want with
them. Okay.
Change of address, that's pretty right. Easy if you move, so you fill it out so they know how to get a hold of on the copyright owner, same form.
And let's move forward. So now, what we're going to deal with, that's mental illness and spiritual illness. How in the hell can a man come and pay me up front?
Electronics funds again.
And I don't complete the job, but I want to come back to the house. Don't knock on the door. I'm looking at scrap metal all out in the front. And I'm looking at the scrap metal with a truck like I'm going to pick it up. And when I say, hey, nigga, what's up? Nigga don't even acknowledge me, man. And I say, nigga, what's up? Then the nigga go across the street and take one of the churn bicycles across the street. I'm going to go and buy them a bicycle. I'm not going to tell them who took the motherfucker. It was told to me. I didn't see the nigga actually do that. But it was told to me. I'm going to buy them churn another bicycle from across that street over there, boy. This shit is real. That's why I keep saying, some of you motherfuckers, man, need to be killed. Some of you motherfuckers need to die. Because you are a sickness. You are a fucking cancer in the community. And you need to fucking leave this motherfucking place, man. Real talk. You don't never, ever attack the real problem within the community. All you do is prey on the people who live around you. I pray for the people who move in the building that I was working in and that I'm still working in until probably about Sunday or Monday. Because once again, we are creating employment for our children. For
that's
those
right.
Who want to work. You want to come and lay on my motherfucking leg? I'm going to kick your ass. If you're on the right leg, I'm going to kick you in the head with the left leg. If I can't kick you in the head with the left leg, I'm going to kick you in your goddamn midsection with my left leg. Because I'm tired of you sorry ass, motherfucking young ass niggas talking all that shit and never do nothing in the community except serve yourself and at the same time bring your property value down in the entire community. You ought to want people to be living in the houses that we are renovating. That being said, I'm going to leave that shit.
Okay.
That's one part of niggas need an outlet.
That's right.
Riding around, stealing.
You because only you know.
This nigga's whole motherfucking right arm cut the fuck off. Don't even know he dealing with a nigga who said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Here, this is a search.
I cut your whole motherfucking head, yeah.
It's money you're getting. How many plays have gone? What are you owed? It's really
so
now, once you password.
We're gonna move beyond that because
everything about them
is
great organization.
Jehovah.
And
okay.
Website.
Now,
folks, you don't understand.
Yahweh Rapha.
7393.
Also told us. That he is the cure of all manner of disease states.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? While you're on the web, free your
right there,
a free hour consultation every month. One of my registered users. Blue box towards the end.
The cure of all manner of disease.
We got to answer an email. That I'll send you
past week and a half, 2 weeks, I've had so many of my loved ones. When I say it three times, that means, behold, you are one of my loved ones. Don't play with it. When the boy scared tell you to do something, you get up and you move because the brigadier is speaking, yeah. I am master blaster jamming himself. So what I'm saying is, right now, we're going to talk about mind state, because it's a mind state. What does that mean? That means I got people who are afflicted with all different types of ailments, from heart ailments to brain ailments to spinal bifida to I have herpes, or don't claim none of that shit. Stop claiming what is not for you. And the things that are for you, go and grab them. What the fuck is you talking about, man? Alright, well, I'm gonna make it simple and plain. The book tell me and taught me as a youth that as a man thinketh, so is he. That means,
right.
So as a queen thinketh, so is she. I should have put that first, because we're changing the paradigm. We're uplifting you, black woman, tonight. We are uplifting you. Because we can't rise no higher than you are, as long as we keep calling you a bitch or a hoe or a slut. Now, some of you are. Therefore,
okay.
I'm going to call you a bitch. You're a motherfucking hoe. You're selling your pussy, you're holding. Don't mean I'm casting the first stone. I'm just letting you know what the motherfucking title is when you come to me. Don't mean you can't teach me. Because, shit, if I fall out on the lawn, I want that hoe to breathe in my mouth. Flesh off another nigga dick. I want you to breathe in my mouth and hear me lie. Yeah, I make it simple and plain so even a baby can understand me. You see me? Yeah, Rastafari. Man, I love them all, you know them fuck with, boy. Them blood clot. Yeah, them fit dead soon. But now, we go and we say, we have people who are afflicted with illness. This is why the Spirit told me to give you these sights. You say, now, how can this man talk like this and be talking about scripture? And then as soon as you speak about scripture, they want to run. I think you alluded to something like that. And what that is, as a fool hates approach. We hate to be corrected. As long as we can talk about assholes and hoes all day long, then a nigga is gyrating and ready to move. That's not what we use the holy herb for, Jerry. What we do is, when we get that holy herb, we read, we research, we speak on the wisdom, we speak on the knowledge. And there is no wisdom without knowledge. You have to know something before you have wisdom or become wise.
There you go.
And then when you show that you are wise, then that shows that you have a complete overstanding, understanding, around the standing of the circumstance. So now you have completed that part of your journey. So now we're dealing with, so is a man thinking, so is he. Because we're leading up to this upcoming week, inshallah, Yahweh willing, which is going to say that we have a cure for what they say is incurable. And I want you to hear me very clear. In the book, this is why I come to you from the book, because every circumstance that you're going through can be explained clearly in the book. It does not matter if you see me in the strip club. That only means I went to pull some of them hoes out that motherfucker and bring them to the right knowledge. That's why I went.
Okay.
It does not mean that, every time he's slurring, I hear, he don't talk with no lisp. I hear him slurring, girl. I know that nigga was drinking. No, it's right. He rang the alarm. Another star is coming. Whoa, yeah. You don't know who you're fucking with. I'm the motherfucking Pop Shaka, former Clyde Rasta, and all of the motherfucking A-Town, you see me? And I'll run your motherfucking whole body in the ground. So be easy, Star. Because if it's eye for eye, then it's eye, and we're going to win. Now, let's deal with what's to come. They say so much about the AIDS. We're going to talk about how to build your immune system, how to keep your immune system strong. Things that make your immune system weak. And when your immune system is weak, now you're susceptible to the germs that are all around us. The bacteria that is all around us. So is a man thinking, so is he. Stop claiming disease. You tuned in to where they do that at radio. Chief host, my nigga J Dawg. Be thankful that you tuned in because he keep telling you that you are in the right place at the right time. But I don't really think y'all are listening, but we just going to keep it moving as the universal spirit and the universal law allows us to continue moving because there are laws to things. What goes around really do come around, and that is called karma.
That's right.
So let's treat each other with respect, speak with one another with respect, and when we violate that, let's make sure that we are repentant and not just ask for forgiveness from the Most High, but why? Because that causes sickness. We're talking about eradicating mental and physical illness and spiritual illness. We are spiritually dead. Hip hop is not dead. We are.
Okay,
we are the motherfucking walking dead. And if you don't like me speaking in the way that I speak, then I say go to another goddamn classroom. Go to the registrar's office. Say you don't want to be in my motherfucking class and kick yourself out. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I know what I'm speaking is right knowledge, and it is the truth. So what we're going to deal with is, number one, stop claiming illness. I'm going to give you a hint also. I'm going to give you a hint. This is major because, and I'm going to give this to you now because I may be an ancestor over the weekend, so I got to give you this piece of it right now.
Okay.
So what this means is that a lot of times we say, well, I can't eat vegetarian, I can't eat vegan because, oh, man, and you're right. They've done that for a reason, but damn, can't you grow your own veggies? You know, yes, we can. But, and that's what he was talking about, yes, we can. Stop bitching, moaning, and whining, and find another way. Improvise. Let's make this shit happen expediently. But yeah. So now, what I'm saying to you is that the Most High is so merciful that he, she, and they, and them have given us the cure. Right from our own urine. I wasn't even supposed to go into this tonight, but the Spirit says, boy, you might not be here tomorrow, so go and give it to him tonight. It's called urine therapy. Behold, write that shit down. I don't care what you do to get it online, go get it how you got to go get it, and get it now. And I'm going to give you a hint. When you wake up in the morning, see, number one, let me say this, because I know some of you like, what is that? Stop with all the pessimism. Listen with an open mind to a man who is telling you what he knows is right.
Okay.
Your body's carry the immunity or the, what they call them damn shots, the, when they give us them shots,
immunization.
When our children go into school, what they call them shots? I got a brain lock, man. I'm sick. What they call them shots, man? Vaccination.
Immunization shots. That's what they are.
Immunization shots. Thank you. Thank you, J-Dog. That's just my way of saying it as you listening, man. That's all.
I'm locked in.
But your bodies produce the same effect, except you don't go into the doctor and get a flu shot and then walk out with the fucking flu. That's insanity.
Okay.
And when everybody telling you they getting the flu after getting the shot, goddamn, won't you stop buying that shit, man? You should have got a goddamn sack and a brew and invited me to the crib. I'd have bought the Marvin Gaye, and we'd have sang that shit karaoke to you, and we'd had a good time. But,
okay.
The thing is that your urine is pure.
Stranger.
It's not like your bowel movements or your boo-boo or your number two. Your urine is pristine, crystalline, and clear.
Think about
what does that mean? That means that if you're in a circumstance where you can't get to no water, don't pee the water or the H2O out your body. Put it in something, even if you only got a rag. And suck it.
No,
that sounds crazy.
Okay.
But you have to do your own research. I'm just
right.
Sending you to a watering hole so that you can heal yourself, because a nigga piss don't cost him nothing. I grew up walking in the goddamn subways up top in goddamn Brooklyn, Manhattan, you dig? And that's what I slept. But a lot of the niggas who was banging their arms with their hair on, they should have been drinking their own piss. It's that morning piss. It's morning. And the sunlight is across your sleepy face. Oh, yeah. Shirley Murdaugh, you got to give me, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my God.
Like the 80s, then when niggas had the house speakers in the back of the Chevette, the box, the hatchback Chevette, you did. Wasn't no Crutchfield, man, none of that shit, man. It was like, get the house speakers, put that shit in the car, nigga, we ride with Shirley Murdaugh. Real talk.
Yes.
Yeah, urine therapy. This is going to be a part of the conversation on Monday. Your urine is free, and it will suffice for you for a period of 30 to 40 days if you cannot have pure drinking water, if it is polluted, if it has radiation within it, if it has been contaminated, if it has been, yeah. So you need to understand that, because every time I speak to you, man, I'm giving you my spirit, and I pray for the Holy Spirit, and you should pray for the Holy Spirit to guide the words that come out of your mouths.
That's right.
See? So now, what I want you to know is that Pam Grier, she came on the Monique show either early this year or last year sometime. I forget. I have not watched TV in a few weeks now. What she said to Monique, and maybe you can find it online and send it to J Dog. You know, that's a part of the assignment. For the one who can get that episode, we're gonna do some different shit tonight. For the one who can get that episode, I got $25 for you. And you let me know how I get it to you. Pam Grier, who played Cleopatra Jones, I'm talking about the baddest Foxy Brown that ever was. She Foxy Brown before there was Foxy Brown come out of Brooklyn. She was Foxy Brown. She's still Foxy Brown. But you find that episode, and I got, hey, your big brother, maybe older than me, your little brother, but your brother got $25 for you. That's how we do it on Where We Do That at Radio. The part of your homework assignment. Go and find that clip of Monique talking to Pam Grier. She say, "Ooh, girl, your skin is so beautiful. What do you do?" She say, "I put urine on my face." Just like my mama taught us way back in the day. I'm telling you some real shit now.
That's right.
I'm telling you some real shit. So there's some people asking me to come and talk and teach. So I'm going to give that piece that I have to give to you. And at the same time, I want some goddamn classroom participation.
Okay.
Give me that information so I can get you the $25. Put it in gas tank. You ain't got a gas tank, nigga. Go buy your bicycle with it. Can't buy a bicycle with $25. Nigga, put a bicycle on Landway so you can ride the bus, put the shit on the front of the bus, put it on the train. Nigga, I'm trying to help you. How we do it here? Well, we do that at radio. This is the Holy Spirit talking. I ain't playing none of this shit. Ain't none of this shit rope ball. You know how we do. We freestyle all night. So
okay.
What I'm saying to you is, very simply, she said, "I keep my skin clear because I put urine on my face." And Monique said, "Well, whose urine do you use?" And she said, "I decline," laughing so beautifully and elegantly as she is. So what that means is that if you have abrasions on your skin, Grandmama used to say, you take the baby diaper and you wipe the baby diaper on your face. But guess what? Every morning when you get up, you got to piss. Take that early morning piss. If you have lesions on your skin, this is for only entertainment purposes. It's only entertainment.
Okay.
I'm a motherfucking fool.
Boy, check this out, man. Yo, you got these folks riding and vibing and doing what they do. Yo, I got my man Baby G getting ready to take over the scene. We're going to go to Just Soaking It, you know, because that's why you hear the music playing in the background, because they're already locked in. Real talk, man. You've been riding with your boy J-Dog, my man, you know what I'm saying, West Manifest, holding it down, doing what we do. Like I told you, man, yo, I'm going to be with you all night long, man. So, yo, real talk, if you definitely, yo, if you got access to satellite radio, you got access to Sirius radio, you know what I'm saying, Shoutcast, the whole nine yards, you need to go to Just Silking It, you know what I'm saying, ride with me for a second, you know what I'm saying. We're going to definitely do what we do for all my crowd here at AWDAT Radio. Y'all already know what it is, man. Ain't nothing but love up in here. We're going to keep doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You can definitely hit us up at 347-924-0318. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get ready to crank it up for all my uptown. For all my uptown that's out there, for all the niggas that's out there in Cali. You know, y'all about 3 hours behind. I'm going to take y'all niggas to Wall Street right quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you some of that old, some of that new. We're going to do the damn thing. Real talk. It is what it is. Yo, West, man. Yo, you got to be back in the building tomorrow night, man. And, man, if you can get in on, yo, if you can get in on Just Silking It, please come through and holler at the brother, man. Real
hey, man, you already know what it is, bro. Drink your morning piss. Wipe your morning piss on your face. It's clear, it's pristine, it's not like your boo-boo. and it will heal you. You can drink it for 30 to 40 days and sustain yourself without any water.
Okay. What's up? Y'all better get your mind right. Y'all better understand and know, real talk, this is WTDTA Radio. We definitely holding it down. We definitely doing what they do. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's been real. It's been true. Yo, we got to switch gears for a second, but yo, my crowd is riding with me tonight. You know what you got to do. Man, just flip the dial and keep it going. Real talk, we're going to be at tomorrow Block Talk Radio. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We are definitely, definitely, definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. You know what it is. Ride with me.